I'll go get some beer. I'm doing the beer run. Particular kind of beer, or
Angus, our favourite beer.
The Mexican beer.
The Mexican beer, man.
The Mexican beer. What's it called?
Corona.
Right, folks, you're back on the WOA FM 99 radio show. Today is a WOA FM 99 special on season 26. We had one last Sunday, so today is Saturday. So it's meant to be for tonight, and it was meant to be for tomorrow. But because of our guest, my very good friend, Charu Suri, who's on the show today, chatting with me all the way from the UK, because I'm in Portugal right now. So it's the UK, Portugal. Otherwise, I'd be right there with her, chatting in the studio there. But so Charu's got a few gigs tomorrow and on Tuesday. So we thought, let's release this show today. So folks who are in the area can maybe drop into the gigs, and check it out. It's in the Jazz Festival in London right now and stuff like that. So stick around. I'm talking to Charu Suri, who is an award-winning New York Times journalist and an award-winning world-renowned jazz pianist. So she's on the show. She's a fellow Grammy voter as well. And that's how we actually connected a while back. So it's a great, great show. And her new music is out. So stick around for that. But without further ado, let me introduce to you our certified indie songs of the week. So we kick off with Ashton Elvis. All right. Great name. And the song is called Guess You Didn't Want This. Now, this artist is actually selected as one of our main acts for the WOA TV show, which releases end of March. Okay, so we have basically four episodes of the WOA TV show in a year, right? So it's a quarter. Every show is released in a quarter, and then that show is promoted to our network TV partners around the world, especially in Asia and Dubai and stuff like that. So these are music videos that play for 3 months, literally, across television. So Ashton Elvis is on that show, but I really like the song. And I said, hey, let's put it on the WFM 99 show for our special episode today. After Ashton Elvis, we've got The Silvers with Another Trip Around the Sun. Now, Mick Orton and his guys, they've done a great job on this song. And I believe this song has also been selected for the Independent Number Ones Volume 14. Now, if you don't know about the Independent Number Ones Volume 14, let me just give you a quick rundown on that. It is a number one charting compilation, past 5 years now, consistently number one, either on the iTunes charts or on the Amazon bestseller list. Now, that's a big thing for an independent music album. Independent music is artists who are fiercely independent in their philosophy in life, So they don't want to be signed to a major label. They don't want to be dictated to in terms of what their music should be or how to release it or whatever. And they spend a lot of time, a lot of money, their entire life literally revolves around their music. And you can hear, examples of independent musicians who hit the Billboard charts, who hit MTV EMA nominations, they win Grammys and things like that. And a lot of these artists are featured on the Independent Number Ones compilation and are part of the WOA roster. I consider myself an independent artist, a DIY independent artist, which is like a no-no in the industry. You can't say DIY because all the other sort of companies get upset. Well, I don't give a shit. So, yeah, you need to change your perception of independent music because they compete with the majors in a major way. And it's a shame sometimes for major label acts who sort of can't really compete with independent artists who are doing everything on their own or with a very sort of skeleton crew. You know what I mean? I think it's a cool thing to be an independent music fan. That's like the in thing. And I don't think that's ever going out. It's always going to be in. Well, after that rant about the major and the indies, I like doing that sometimes. After the Silvers, we've got Laura Vida with Sing My Own Kind of Blues. Now, Laura's been on our show before with another song that was, again, a blues, great blues song. I'm a big blues fan, as you know. Another great blues song by Laura Vida. And the first one was about motorbikes, but this is proper, about her life and stuff. So, great song to be on the show. Check it out. Let me know what you guys think, okay? Because all these artists, the more you write in, the more you support these artists on our show and on our social media platforms and podcasts and all that, they get in the running for the WOA Music Awards, which is another major platform we have kicked off. The first one happening in January of 2025. We're going to have a gala event in the Mediterranean, in south of Europe, So it's going to be It's going to be amazing. So after Laura Vida, we've got Wicked Nights. Again, Wicked Nights have been on our show before, but this is another song by them. And the song is also called Wicked Nights. It's very cool. You know, it's a self-titled song, you could say that. So I'm not sure if they have an album called Wicked Nights as well, but they should, actually. So Wicked Nights. Now, this is more, it reminds me of more 80s rock, okay? Like Bon Jovi, you know, that kind of stuff. But again, each one might have a different interpretation of Wicked Nights or any other song for that matter that we play, because that's the beauty of being independent. You can make a song that has multiple genres within that same song and no one can stop you, you know. It's only as long as your fans like it or your group of supporters enjoy your music, that's all that matters. That's what music is meant to be. It's not meant to be labeled. However, the music industry, which is, you know, belongs to the majors, or they think it belongs to them, they've segregated it, and unfortunately we have to follow that. But we're trying to sort of open that up for fans so that they understand music is meant to be about music. It doesn't matter what genre it is. I mean, some people go, oh, I hate metal or I hate rap or whatever. And then you might just love a rap song. It doesn't matter if it's a rap song. It's all about the song. So there we go. Okay, after Wicked Nights, Charu Suri joins me for a fantastic interview. So check it out. She's on tour right now with her new album, Rags to Raga. Great album. It's all about jazz and jazz fusion and world jazz and things like that. But the songs are very relatable on a mainstream level as well, you know. So you could listen to it and you'd be a pop fan and you could still enjoy, for example, Bourbon Street Stroll, which is a song we're going to be playing after the interview. And that features some legendary musicians on that song with Charu, including Steve Gadd, one of the best drummers in the world. We've got John Patitucci, one of my favorite bass players after my uncle Victor Alvarez. Second is John Patitucci for me. After that, and they've got Joel Esty, Berta Moreno, Charlie Sabak, all these guys, part of this song, okay? Then we've got, after Charu Suri's song, we've got Mark Driver with the song Radio Static. Now, this is one of my favorite sort of genres or sub-genres that I love listening to. It was the genre that inspired me to conceptualize and produce the very first Goa Chill Out Zone album. Unfortunately, we couldn't sort of get our hands on, or rather every year, we can't get our hands on enough of chill out music. Chill out, when I say chill out music, I mean like Mark Driver's song, Radio Static, you know, that kind of stuff. We get a few artists who are very sort of dedicated to that genre, but not many. So, which is why the Goa Chill Out Zone now has sort of expanded its genre to smooth jazz, new age, easy listening, acoustic, you know, that kind of stuff. More broader spectrum of easy listening and chill out. But this is the kind of genre that inspired the Goa Chill Out Zone. By the way, the Goa Chill Out Zone, again, is a number one charting album around the world. It's hit national charts in many countries, in number one, number two, number three, you know, that kind of. So it's got a lot of status. And a lot of our artists who have been featured on there have been picked up by Universal Music, especially Universal Australia, for their own chill out albums, you know, licensing deals, things like that, because of the Goa Chill Out Zone. So I'm very proud of that album. Okay, so Mark Driver with Radio Static, followed by David Scotty with the song Hello Again. Now, this is proper traditional country. Now, that's another genre that I just absolutely love. Now, I don't think there's any genre I don't love. You know, I love all genres of music. And as I said, it's about the song rather than the genre. But country music in particular does sort of put me in a very songwriting state of mind, because of the stories that country music style of writing has, you know. So, but this is not new age country. I mean, I love the new modern country. Don't get me wrong, I love that. But there's something to be said about traditional country as well. And Hello Again, it's a beautiful song by David Scotty. And last but not least, we've got a repeat song on our show by an artist called Jenna Len. Now, again, a country-ish sort of song. And this song is called Promise to Be Brave. Again, an independent artist doing a song that's very personal. And she has the guts to sort of write about stuff like this. And again, beautifully Beautifully sung, great song to end the show on. I hope you enjoy the show today. It's our very special WOA special, WFM 99 special. There's this new series that I'm starting for the WFM 99 specials, where for the next foreseeable future, I've got a lot of artists joining me every Saturday and Sunday for these amazing chats that I have with them. They're all Grammy voting members, Grammy winning artists, Grammy nominees, world-renowned acts who are touring, you know, stuff like that. So as musicians or fans of music, you know, it's a great way to get an insight into the music industry. It's absolutely fantastic. Stick around for the next few weeks with amazing artists scheduled to be joining me in the studio. Well, this is Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day and stick around for that wonderful interview with Charu Suri coming up in a few minutes.
I was ready to give you whatever you wanted. Moon and the stars, babe. Cross the universe just to get you to love me. But it's obvious that if you don't want me, if you don't need me, it's your loss. I guess you didn't want all those late night kisses I could lay on your lips, or waking up by the fire in the morning. All those midnight talks or the kiss I could give. Guess you didn't want, guess you didn't want this. Guess you didn't want this, no. Guess you didn't want someone by your side on the good and the bad days. Forever and always. Or these arms to hold you through every heartbreak. Yeah, it's obvious your heart's just not in it. You're just not ready. It's too bad. I guess you didn't want all of the late night kisses I could lay on your lips, or waking up by the fire in the morning. All those midnight talks or the kids I could give. Guess you didn't want, guess you didn't want this. Guess you didn't want this, no. Guess you didn't want a future together now and forever. Joy and laughter, happy ever after. A heart that's loyal, a love that's true. It was all here waiting for you. Yeah. All the late night kisses I could lay on your lips, or waking up by the fire in the morning. All the midnight talks or the kids I could give. Guess you didn't want, guess you didn't want all the late night kisses I could lay on your lips, or waking up by the fire in the morning. All of the midnight talks or the kids I could give. Guess you didn't want, guess you didn't want this. Guess you didn't want this, no. Guess you didn't want this.
Well, when the world keeps on revolving, I keep on resolving, 'cause the only ball is turning round. Like the jungle keeps on spinning, I feel like I am winning. Every day I wake up silver but brown. How lucky can one guy be when it's nothing that I have done? Now I'm another year older, 'cause I'm in another trip around the sun. You know everything is moving, I keep on improving, 'cause the galaxy keeps moving around. It's perpetual motion that's giving me the notion I'm not all that important I found. It's sobering to learn that lesson, and it's not the only one. Now I'm another year old, because I made another trip around the sun. Tomorrow's my promise to us, so smile and know that we've won, and hope that we make another trip around the sun.
Ooh. So take my hand and we'll dance away the night. Together we'll go. Weekend night. We're living for those weekend nights. Got the fire every night. We're living for those weekend nights. Weekend night. We're living for those weekend nights. Where your dreams will come alive. We'll ride the skies through weekend nights. So alive.
Folks, so today I'm very, very happy that I've got a very dear friend joining me live in the studio, and it's none other than the amazing Charu Suri. Charu, how are you doing?
I'm great. Ollie, it's just such a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. And, you know, I'm sort of starting this series where I'm going to bring in friends who are, you know, made musicians. I like to call ourselves like the mafia, you know, the made musicians. You know,
I love it.
You're currently touring the UK. So tell everybody where in the UK you're performing so people can come to your gigs right now. And then we'll start talking about who Charu is. And also tell everybody why there's so much noise around you.
I know. Sorry. Apologies. There's a lot of noise around me because I'm visiting Chatsworth Manor in Derbyshire as a sort of journey outing. I performed at the Chesterfield Jazz Club run by Wendy Kirkland yesterday. And we had a full house because the Derbyshire Times wrote a beautiful story on why I'm here and the style of jazz that I'm bringing to Chesterfield, which I call Raga Jazz, blending Indian music and jazz. That's sort of what I've stylistically created. And where I'm performing in the UK, they have two shows in London, one on Sunday at 1 p.m. at Pizza Express as part of the Steinway 2 Piano Festival. So it'll be two pianos. And on Tuesday, which is March 26th, at the Toulouse-Lautrec Jazz Club in London.
Excellent. Okay, Charlie, do me a favor. Speak a little away from the microphone because I'm getting a lot of...
Is this better? Let me know if this is.
That is much better. That is much better. So, Charu, okay. I want everyone to know what kind of music you do. Now, we did say raga jazz, okay? So, in my mind, that is jazz fusion. And it is. You're sort of taking on the world by storm. People are getting super excited. You're getting written about on all the major publications. And you're basically performing around the world now. You're going to India next. You're doing the UK. You did a lot in America recently as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm returning to America, and I'll be in Carnegie Hall for the fourth time on April 5th. So I would love for, you know, you all to come and hear me. It's going to be a very special program, April 5th in Carnegie Hall.
Oh, fantastic.
And then from there, I'll have some few gigs and local gigs, and then my big ones will be going back to India and performing in India for my second time, my second tour.
Second tour. The first tour, I came to your gig, didn't I?
You did. Did you like it?
Oh, it was amazing. I just loved it. And the fun thing was no one knew I was in Goa, right? Because I was there on business rather than a gig. And then last minute, people found out I was there. And they said, let's do a gig. And we did a gig at 3 a.m. in a club in the middle of nowhere. And then everyone flocked there at 3 a.m. It was fantastic to see families coming out at 3 a.m.
That's the music scene in India for you. It sort of really exploded.
Absolutely.
So when I go in July to India, I'll be at the Mumbai Opera House and Piano Man Delhi and all of that stuff.
I think I performed at the Opera House long, long time ago. Very long
time ago.
You
did? Oh, wow. Yes. You met Nico.
I think so. It was with the band, and I think I did a gig with another very famous sort of local band in Bombay. Like they opened, and I did. I just released my first album. This is back in like 2002, 2003, you know, that kind of thing. And it was a really long time ago, and it was fantastic. The scene back then was amazing. I wonder what the scene is now. But you got to tell us all about it when you get back.
It's actually phenomenal. Jazz in India is like having a huge moment, almost like jazz was in the 1960s in America.
Right. I think, yeah, that's true. Jazz, not just Bombay, right? Like other places
not
as well.
Not just Bombay. Yeah. Other places as well. Delhi, Bangalore. Bangalore is having a big, big music scene.
Yeah. So are you doing just Bombay or are you going to other places?
No, we're going to be Delhi, Bombay, and my agent is booking Bangalore as well. So it looks like three major cities.
Oh, nice. Very nice. So before we continue about the tour, tell everybody about what Raga Jazz is.
So I use Indian ragas to compose and improvise. And the way I explain it is ragas are modal scales found in India. And normally when you think of music or learn music, the average musician learns, you know, the Western scale, like C major, G major, A major. And that's how most people think of music. Mm-hmm. They don't think of music any other way. But I grew up learning that and Indian music, which is all based on modes.
Okay.
And these ragas are scales, but they're not Western scale. They're Eastern scale. So some scales have 4 notes up and 3 notes down. Mm-hmm. Some scales have 5 notes up and 4 notes down. So there's over 500 of them.
Wow.
And they're meant to be played at a certain time of day. So there's a very meditative and therapeutic aspect to them.
Oh,
as well.
Fantastic.
So when I play the raga jazz, I explain the raga and then I explain the time of day that it's supposed to be played at. And then the sonic output when it comes to like composing a melody and harmonizing it is so different because it's extremely different, you know, sets of notes than the average listener is used to. So the result for raga jazz is like every single piece has a different aura, a different energy, a different time of day, and a different sonic palette. And so people, when they hear it, say they've never heard anything like it. It is jazz in the sense that there's a form, there's a structure, and there's a you know, harmonies and melodies that are improvised on. So in that sense, it's jazz. But because it's based on ragas, I call it raga jazz.
That's really cool. So no wonder it's blowing up all over the place, because I don't know anybody else doing this.
No, I'm sort of like the dark horse.
That's amazing. And
one of a kind. Really.
In the Grammys, do you usually go in the jazz category, or you go in new age or world?
This is the really hard part, mm-hmm. right? So in the Grammys, when I first submitted, I didn't know where to put myself.
Correct.
Because it's its own genre.
Yep.
So this year they came out with a brand new category called alternative jazz.
Really?
So it was a brand new category. And so that's probably where it just fits into alternative jazz.
Right.
But, you know, when people hear it last night also, mm-hmm. people look at it and they're like, well, it's a bit classical sounding. It's a bit world sounding. It's a bit jazz sounding. Yeah. And it's very accessible. So I honestly don't know. It's its own thing, really.
Global, you know. But then global has so much pop in it as well. And yours is not. Yours is not pop.
Mine is not. Mine is very jazz. Yeah. Mine is not pop.
And what's your new music? You've released a new single or an album recently?
Recently, I had the great fortune of collaborating with some legends, including Steve Gadd, the drummer, John Patitucci, the bassist, and Joe Lasty, the drummer from Preservation Hall. And my album, which is really charted all over the world, it's called Rags and Ragas.
Nice. Very nice.
So it's an ode to New Orleans, because my love affair with jazz was born in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So I learned, you know, the love of ragtime, Alan Toussaint, Preservation Hall classics. All of that is just mirrored in that album, but all with the raga spin. Ah,
fantastic.
So that's why it's called Rags and Ragas. So they're sort of like play on words, you know.
So what song are we playing today once you get off the interview? Because I want to play a song that really sort of showcases what raga jazz is, you know. So what would you recommend?
You're going to play Bourbon Street Stroll, which is the first track from Rags and Ragas. It's got Steve Gadd on it. It's in 7/8.
I love
and
that
it's
timing.
Based on, it's an odd timing, but you know, it's amazing. And it's based on a North Indian evening raga, which everybody loves. I mean, that's just makes, you know, people feel so happy.
Yeah.
It's called Bourbon Street Stroll, based on Raga Hemant. So Steve Gadd's on it, laying the drum grooves, and John Patitucci's on it. Berta Moreno's doing an amazing saxophone riff on it.
Nice.
There's Charlie Sabak, who's playing the oud. It's a Middle Eastern instrument.
You know, speaking of John Patitucci, when I was a kid, you know, my uncle was a very famous bass player. He played with George Harrison, O.C. Beezer. He played with all of them. And he died a few years ago on tour. He crashed with an accident and all that. And
I'm so sorry.
And he was my mom's brother and also my godfather, you know, so my uncle and my godfather. And speaking of John Patitucci, because when I think I was 11, and I was into music at a very young age, right? And I was into jazz and funk jazz and Chick Corea and all those guys. And my first cassette, you know the cassettes, right? We used to buy cassettes back then.
Yes.
So there was this one place where this guy would sell pirated cassettes in Goa. And he would, you know, bring in these CDs and or cassettes and make pirated copies and sell it. And I bought my first cassette, jazz, proper funk jazz sort of thing, was a John Patitucci CD. Not CD, cassette. And I just went crazy for his bass. But of course, I was a big fan of my uncle's bass, and I would talk to him about it. It was really cool.
Well, I mean, anyone who listens to John playing, and John riffs on the ragas, of mm-hmm. course, so easily. It's just like, I mean, it's just an amazingly warm, beautiful sound. And there's like, we also did an electric bass version of the raga one with him. So he has an electric bass version of it too.
Nice.
So there's two versions of track 3. One we released as a single and one as part of the album. So
you're talking about the Bourbon Street Stroll.
No, no, that's it. I'm not talking about Bourbon Street Stroke.
Okay.
This is track 3 of the album, which is another track based on an afternoon raga. We have 2 versions of that.
Okay.
Bourbon Street Stroll, there's only one version of it. That's the one you're playing.
That's the one
you're
going to play. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, something came to mind. I didn't bring it up. When you said modes, because I'm a guitar player. So, you know, we work with modes a lot, like Dorian mode and Phrygian mode and, you know, all of that.
Exactly.
Is that part of your raga modes as well, or is it completely different?
Yes. So, no, it's not. There's overlap and dovetails. So yesterday I played, this is also part of the album, Bairavi Blues, which is Phrygian mode.
Right.
Mixed with the blues scale. But the Phrygian mode happens to be Raga Bairavi in India.
Oh.
And the Lydian mode happens to be Raga Kalyani. So there is overlap.
I see. And what about, one of my favorite modes is the Mixolydian, because I play a lot of blues. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah, so what is the Mixolydian mode called in raga?
That's a good question. I have to research that and get back to you, but it does exist.
Okay.
It does exist.
Cool, cool, cool. Aeolian as well, of course, obviously. You'll have those are my two favorite ones, you see. The Mixolydian and the Aeolian, based on basically the fifth chord and the sixth minor, you know, whatever. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, if we were just talking about music, we'd be talking hours about this. But I don't think our listeners are going to be, you know, that interested in all of those intricate details of modes. I've seen musicians. Sorry, go on. Yeah, go on.
And no, musicians talk about it for hours. But the end of the day, Ollie, is how it sounds and what it does to the listener. You know,
true.
I mean, you can be theoretical all you want, but these ragas have incredible energy, which is why also the church modes had an amazing energy to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's why they caught on. And in the end, and the essence, like at the end of the day, is like it has to be listenable and palatable and sonically pleasing.
Yeah.
So when people come and hear this blend, they're like, I can listen to this for a long time. And that's really the best compliment one can ask for. You know, that's what music is about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm gonna announce this now so that, you know, we can't back away from this. Charu Suri is going to be on one of my songs. We're going to collaborate on one song together, and you're going to bring in your raga stuff into one of my songs, all right? You come.
Yes.
You can't. We've been talking about it for a while, but now it's out there, and we have to do it.
We have
to do it. There we go.
Well, now that it's on air, I can't.
It's on air. Exactly, right? And I can't be like, oh, let's do it next time. No, we got to do it now. So people are, dude, you said it. You got to do it now, you know. And we're not going to have a long interview today because, first of all, you're out in the public and your phone's about to die. But thankfully, we got you in because I really wanted to get you in on tomorrow's show because you're on tour and I want people to know that you're, you know, you're performing in London and all of that. So
thank you, Ollie.
Really,
you're
really
just
good.
You are an incredible human. Those. No, I'm not just saying that.
Folks, she's just saying that because she's on the show today.
No, your energy and your passion is, and not only that, your intelligence. You're just brilliant. It's just a really an honor to talk to you and to be part of your show and then to be part of your upcoming.
Oh, there we go. Cool. And also, folks, I'm starting a very special music lounge very soon in the Mediterranean, you know, in the posh part of the Mediterranean. Let's just say that for now. And Charu is going to be one of the first few performers who are going to be invited over. So I hope you get ready for that, Charu.
Yep. I can't wait. Oh, thank you, Ollie.
Imagine by the beach, you know, amazing crowd and jamming with me and some amazing international acts.
What more could one ask for?
Exactly, right? It'll be freaking amazing. Charu, it was so good having you on the show. And before you do you want to just plug in your social media and stuff like that just for people?
Yes. Please follow me on Charu Suri Music on Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook, I'm Charu Suri Trio. And I've just started a Substack newsletter, which takes a deeper dive into my behind the scenes as a performer. And I'll be doing lots of interviews and features on that Substack newsletter. So please follow charusuri.substack.com.
Nice.
And that you get right in your inbox. There's paid options too. So which is great because that helps artists just do their thing. And it's a wonderful way of supporting them. And yeah, that's it. And hopefully I will see you on the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait to do a gig together on stage and jam.
We have to. This has to happen.
I'll tell you what, man, that should be recorded, because that'll go to the top of the charts. I can guarantee you that. For sure.
You always go to the top of the charts, Ollie, wherever you are. That's just the way you are. You were born to be on the top.
Oh, thank you, Charo. You too. So we need to be together on one of the gigs, you know, at least a song and then a live performance of the song, you know. Speaking of Substack, how do you get the time to write? Do you write a lot?
So people don't know, I was an award-winning journalist for the New York Times for many years. Yeah. I've won lots of I've written so much for them, and it's sort of like my music life took over. So now I'm getting back into writing. And so Substack was a beautiful way of dovetailing two of my passions, which is being on the road, traveling as a musician and writing. And many people have asked for that. So I said, okay, it's time to start that.
Super, super. Folks, you need to go to Substack, because I've just gotten introduced to Substack, you know, through Joe
Isn't
Rogan.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it's
Isn't
fantastic.
It amazing?
It's absolutely fantastic. If you're a reader, you know.
If you're a reader, yeah, it's just brilliant. It's just so much information out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that you're a bloody award-winning journalist from the New York Times, so that would be an amazing thing for musicians to read, because you're a top musician as well. So, you know, absolutely fantastic. Yeah, yeah, great stuff.
Yes.
I'm going to subscribe, so you got that.
Oh, right. Great. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Ollie. Thank
Awesomeness.
You
Charo, have a great show. Is the next show tomorrow, right? It's tomorrow.
On Sunday.
So perfect timing.
So I have 2 days to prepare and then,
excellent. So I can get the show out as well, so folks can listen a day before.
Yes, it's at Pizza Express, part of the Steinway 2 mm-hmm. Piano Festival. So it's two pianos at 1 p.m. in London, in Soho.
Super. You know, I performed at the Pizza Express in Dubai. You got to check it out. You know,
I imagine it's something amazing.
It was great. It was a packed house. And of course, Pizza Express is, they do concentrate on jazz, right? So yeah. I had one of our, I don't know if you know her, Laura Ainsworth. She's a jazz singer. She's part
I know Laura very mm-hmm. well.
Excellent.
You can say hi to Laura for me, because she is an amazing vintage jazz.
Yes. And I I'm a filmmaker as well. So I made one of her first really high-end music videos. And that was on MTV, VH1. And she was on tour with me in Goa and in India. She was on tour with me. And then together... And the tour continued on to Dubai. This was through my record label, WOA. They brought her down. And then we went to Dubai together. Since she opened with her jazz stuff. And then I went up and I just rocked the place with the rock stuff. And they thought it was a jazz gig. And we said, no, it's going to be a rock and roll gig at the end. So that was fun.
I love it.
All right, Charo, you have a good show on Sunday. And thanks for being on the show.
Oh, Ollie, you're the best. Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Bye. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
I forgot my name. No matter where I go.